the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show on Charlotte's number one hit music station, KISS 95.1.
Thank you so much for being part of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show family. We seriously... we'll be fired if you're not part of the Manny, Roy, the Ren Show family.
So we thank you.
Thank you.
Especially welcome new family members who moved here from all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a new radio family member who moved here from Florida, and he was looking for a restaurant down in Monroe. And so yesterday, I hopped on the phone, and I told him where he needs to eat.
Nice. What'd you tell him? Free plug.
It's Stone Table mm-hmm. in Monroe.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. It's really nice designed food. It's like Instagram worthy.
I've never been out there.
Good presentation.
That's the word. Good presentation. He was having an anniversary. I'm like, well, you got to go where, you know, she's going to Instagram the food.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So he's married.
I think so.
Was he celebrating like a wedding anniversary?
Maybe.
Well, millennials were asked in this. This is from the Huffington Post. If you didn't have to get married and you could just stay in a long-term relationship with someone, would you be okay with that? And a whopping 63% of people, millennials, said they would.
Get out of here.
They say the idea seems a bit antiquated. The women said that buying a dress is way too much stress in their life and way too expensive. And they don't kind of get like what the buzz of the wedding is all about. It all seems fake, they said.
As a woman who's been married, who's had a wedding, like you do dream of that whole experience your entire life. But I will say it is the most stressful thing that I think I've done. Like putting together a party for that many people and trying to figure out how much you're going to spend and who gets to be invited and what dress you're going to pick. It is very stressful.
Do you think little girls, Loren, still fantasize about their wedding day?
I like to think so, because it is a big moment in your life. You know, you're deciding that you're going to enter into this marriage with someone.
Yeah.
But I think that they also dream about having a career and having it all and being able to travel and do different things now too.
Yeah, I don't know. If anyone is in the position, like maybe you're in high school. If you're in high school right now and you are planning either way, like to be, you know, part of a big, you know, have a big wedding mm-hmm. or like if you haven't thought about marriage at all.
Well, I will say this. People are pushing off marriage now until they're much later in life. Like people aren't, you know, when our parents were getting married, they were getting married at like 18 years old.
Yeah,
it was the thing to do.
Right. And then my generation got married around late 20s, early 30s. And now I think this next generation is pushing it off maybe even a little bit longer than that.
And I think a lot of it comes from where you're from. Like, Roy, you're from a smaller town where you said everybody got married at a young age
No one left town. You graduated high school. You went to work and you made a family.
Mm-hmm.
That was what you did.
And now people are chasing their dreams, their careers, if they want to travel or do something like that. They're trying to get that stuff out of the way before marriage. But I will say this, if you truly find a person that you feel like is your soulmate, that person should help you get to those other goals.
Sure.
Yeah. Without holding you back. Good point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like we never, we had an airport, but nobody in my hometown like was
went
really
there.
Nobody was really flying. They're like, what's that steel bird up in the sky? What is that?
Joey works as a fuel guy at the airport. Yeah. Well, Mr. Fancy Pants. Fueling them iron birds up, isn't he?
Personal.
Think about the benefits, though, to Loren to marriage. I mean, there are some upsides. Mm-hmm. You get to file jointly, which helps you on taxes. You get insurance, pluses on insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You get great gifts at your wedding.
That is true.
Well, see, I don't care.
And an awesome honeymoon.
I don't care. That's the thing. I don't care about the ceremony at all. I could actually skip the ceremony and just have it in my living room.
Mm-hmm.
But I want the party and I want the honeymoon.
Yeah.
I want all my friends to come party with me.
See, and we scaled back our wedding a lot because we didn't want to go into marriage in debt. So we only had 50 people at our wedding and I pulled every string known to mankind. Like,
really?
We had probably a $50,000 wedding for $10,000.
She wasn't even in radio then.
Yeah.
It's not like she could plug them on the internet.
Like Oprah.
I'm already in debt. I think I'm just going to go further in debt for my wedding. Why not?
We'll help you, Roy. We'll give you a good gift. I got $100 for you. So also in the same article, a different topic. It was about millennials and dating. 5% of Tinder users message more than five people each week, which is really low. So these are surprising stats about millennials. Mm-hmm. Only 5% of Tinder users message more than five people a week. Doesn't that seem low, Roy? You were the only one that was on it when you were single.
It does seem a bit low. I think I messaged quite a bit. What's the thing? Well, it depends. Not being mean, but it depends on how pretty you are.
I mean, that's such a...
It's just true.
Such a major point.
Superficial.
Yeah, no, it really is.
I'm sorry, but if you're ugly, you're not matching with everyone. If you're hot, you're matching with everyone. Yeah. So I'm not, you know...
Just about 7% of the millennials expect to move furniture with someone on the first date. So that's good.
Yeah.
They're not looking for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they did say 90% definitely wouldn't go all the way on the first date.
Would not.
90%. Would not. 90% would not go all the way on the first date. So the millennials don't want to get married, but they also are not trying to hook up.
Well, get this move.
What are they trying to do? What are you millennials doing?
Get this move. When I was in the dating world,
video games.
I wouldn't. Yeah, that's all they wanted to do.
100% want to play Grand Theft Auto and sit in their parents' basement.
Yeah. But like, I didn't move furniture on a date. Now, I would move furniture with a stranger that I met at a bar.
You did.
Yeah.
When you first moved here.
Right.
It was a couple, I believe, that took you up to Concord.
That was an isolated interview.
Still to come.
Oh, people, don't go home with a couple from Concord.
You're right.
If you're walking or wandering around the epicenter. And then that person called in, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to play that on Best of this summer when we go on vacation.
I woke up in someone's living room. I'm like, this is a family.
Speaking of marriages, what actually went wrong with Ben Stiller's marriage? My sources are telling me what went on behind the scenes. I'll tell you why they're calling it quits coming up in 4 minutes in the show. Manny, Roy, and